Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Friday, April 12th. The Biden administration says it's canceling more student loan debt for more than a quarter of a million borrowers. CNN's Alette Sines has more.
Joe, the Education Department announced it's using an existing program to cancel an additional $7.4 billion in student loans. Most of this relief will go to those enrolled in Biden's Save Repayment Plan, which ties monthly student loan payments to income and family size. That brings the total of student loans forgiven by Biden to $153 billion for nearly 4.3 million people, the most by any president in history.
As the November election approaches, the Biden administration has been eager to show how much student loan debt it's canceled, making announcements about relief roughly once a month. Israel is preparing for a possible attack from Iran, and the U.S. is working to prevent it. Secretary of State Antony Blinken recently spoke with the foreign ministers of Turkey, China, and Saudi Arabia to urge them to help lower tensions in the region. Israel is bracing for retaliation after a strike on the Iranian consulate in Damascus last week killed a dozen Iranian military officials. The Iranian mission to the UN says its urgency to, quote, punish Israel could have been avoided if the UN Security Council had formally condemned the attack. Both the US and Israel believe that American and Israeli targets in the region are at risk. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told troops at an airbase he's preparing for all scenarios.
We've established a simple principle. Whoever hurts us, we hurt them.
The potential attack by Iran or its proxies could escalate regional tensions stoked by the war in Gaza. Severe storms have hit areas of West Virginia and Pennsylvania, leading to flooding and water rescues. Flash flood emergencies, the most significant flood alert possible, were issued in two Pittsburgh suburbs yesterday, and the torrential downpours inundated streets and homes. This resident told CNN affiliate KDKA the damage was hard to watch.
This is devastating. This is going to affect so many things.
Emergency crews have been working tirelessly through the night, navigating through the flooded areas to help those in need. The storms are part of a larger weather system affecting much of the southern U.S., including parts of Florida. House Speaker Mike Johnson is in Mar-a-Lago today to speak next to former President Donald Trump as he faces pressure from Republicans in Washington. The topic they're expected to talk about is, quote, election integrity, a catch-all term for Trump's conspiracy theories and lies about the 2020 election. CNN's Kristen Holmes says they're expected to focus on non-citizens voting.
Now, just to be very clear, federal law bans any non-citizens from voting at this time, but it's really become a rallying cry for Republicans. They're trying to link their pet issue, which is election issues, election fraud, to a very real issue, which really is one of the top concerns for voters, immigration.
Johnson helped Trump try to overturn the 2020 election, and he's been looking for support from the former president, as his job as speaker is being threatened by Trump-aligned members of the House. Coming up, plans to expand two national monuments in California. There are plans to expand two national monuments in California in the coming weeks. That's according to sources familiar with the Biden administration's proposal. One is the San Gabriel Mountains, a wilderness area east of LA, which is expected to be extended by 110,000 acres. And the other is the Berryessa Snow Mountain, tree-covered rolling hillsides north of Napa, which is reportedly getting roughly 13,000 extra acres. The new boundaries are expected to protect sacred sites for Native American tribes, conserve land, and expand access to the outdoors. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern. And don't forget, if you want to take a bit of a break from the news, you can listen to Five Good Things every Saturday. It'll be available in this feed wherever you get your podcasts.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.